O brothers, I said, who through 100,000 dangers have reached the west, deny not to this brief vigil of your senses that remains experience of the unpeopled world behind the sun. Consider your origin. Ye were not formed to live like brutes, but to follow virtue and knowledge. Virtue and knowledge. One can picture Ulysses' audience, a crook speaking to crooks, seedy adventurers, of whose expensive education nothing remained but a few grammatical tags and certain gestures of the head, refugees from the consequences of vice or eccentric and conceited opinions, natural murderers whom a peaceful winter had reduced to palsied wrecks, the ugly and cowardly who foresaw in a virgin land an era of unlimited and effortless indulgence, teachers without pupils, tormentors without victims, parasites without hosts, lunatic missionaries, orphans. And glad they must have been to believe it during the long, uneventful voyage westward. Yes, even up to the very end, when the last deceptions were choked from each in turn by the strangling Atlantic. Who was Dante, to whom the universe was peopled only by his aristocratic Italian acquaintances and a few classical literary characters, the fruit of an exile's reading? Who was Dante to speak of virtue and knowledge? It was not virtue those lips which involuntary privation had made so bitter could pray for. It was not knowledge. It was power. Power to exact for every snub, every headache, every unfallen beauty, an absolute revenge. With a stroke of the pen to make a neighbour's vineyard a lake of fire, and to create in his private desert the austere music of the angels, or the happy extravagance of a fair. Friends whom the world honours shall lament their eternal losses in the profoundest of crevasses, while he on the green mountains converses gently with his unapproachable love. Virtue. Knowledge. We have heard those words before, and we shall hear them again, during the nursery luncheon, on the prize-giving afternoon, in the quack advertisement, at the conference of generals or industrial captains, justifying every baseness and excusing every failure, comforting the stilted schoolboy lives, charming the wax-like and baroque, inflaming the obstinate and the odd and all those hungry and cheerful persons whom the holiday now discharges into these lake-filled valleys radiating from the rocky hub on which I sit. Nevertheless, let me receive such vigour as the impassive embraces of this sullen rock afford, from which no mastery can elicit a gratifying response, nor defeat sighs capable of despairing misinterpretation. Here is no knowledge, no communication, no possession. Nothing that a bishop could justify, a stockbroker purchase, or an elderly scientist devote years to explaining. Only the voluntary homage paid by the living to the unqualified and dangerous dead. Let me pay it, then. Pay it now before I descend to the valley and all its varieties of desperation. The calculations of shopkeepers under the gas flares, and the destructive idleness of the soldier, the governess in the dead of night giving the universe naught for behaviour, and the abandonment of the prophet to the merciless curiosity of a demon, the plotting of diseases to establish an epoch of international justice, and the struggle of beauty to master and transform the most recalcitrant features, the web of guilt that prisons every upright person, and all those thousands of thoughtless jailers from whom life pants to be delivered, myself not least, all swept and driven by the possessive incompetent fury and the disbelief. Oh, happy the fetus that miscarries and the frozen idiot that cannot cry, Mama. Happy those run over in the street today, or drowned at sea, or sure of death tomorrow from incurable diseases. They cannot be made a party to the general fiasco. For of that growth which in maturity had seemed eternal, it is now no tint of thought or feeling that has tarnished, but the great ordered flower itself is withering. Its lifeblood dwindled to an unimportant trickle, stands under heaven, now a fright and ruin. only to crows and larvae a gracious refuge.